Yeah, excited. You know, Hull Kingston Rovers are a big brand within the game, and you know, I think it was obviously good for the club to be able to host them today. You know, I mean, I think they've brought a great travelling support, as you can see, and created a great atmosphere along with the London fans. And I think from the players' point of view, it's the games that, yeah, that's, you know, we're aspiring to be in Super League, and at the end of the day, we see Hull KR, you know, as a Super League club. I mean, the reality is they're in the Championship, they're still running as a Super League operation with Super League funds and resources and infrastructure. And yeah, so for us, it was one of excitement and an opportunity to see where we're at and challenge ourselves. And I think, you know, if you look at today's game, I don't think we're far off, mate. I think, you know, on a different day, had we probably executed a little bit better because we created a lot of chances, yeah, we may have snuck that one today.
Handling errors in the first half, do you in the end?
I think so. Like I said, yeah, I think we failed to be clinical enough with our execution. Like I said, we created some opportunities, certainly in the first half. There was one or two in the second half. We, you know, if ball had gone to hand there, we're probably over, but the pass was wayward or not quite where it needed to be. But ultimately, too, I think some of our goal line defence, you know, wasn't where it needed to be today. You know, I thought we saw a lot of endeavour at times, but we got broken down a couple of times systematically, and we have to be better on that. You know, I thought we conceded a couple of soft tries, especially in the first half, where the two Hull KR halfbacks were able just to go through fairly untouched, really, which isn't good enough. We've got to defend that threat first, and we failed to do that. So, yeah, so there's definitely some areas that we can certainly work on. But to be honest, Bob, I'm confident that as a team we're going to grow and we're going to get better as the season goes on, and nothing's won in February, so it's not going to define our season as such. We've just got to make sure we keep moving forward and getting into that top four, and ultimately that will give us a chance to push for promotion, which is what we want.
And how much of an improvement was it in week two from week one? Because I don't think you were particularly happy with last week.
I wasn't, to be honest. I felt we probably were slow out the blocks last week, and there was probably an element of that. Probably the boys probably just expected to, a little bit of complacency there, probably just expected to get the result, and they got shell-shocked by a very enthusiastic and energised Swinton team. But once we got ourselves into the game, I felt we did deserve the win in the end. But again, we probably had the same problem last week. I think we had 12 try-scoring opportunities that we failed to convert. You know, and we also had a try disallowed, and ultimately we won that game by 3 points. But on another day, if we'd have converted those chances, we win the game more comfortably. And we didn't have the same amount of chances today against a better opposition, but we still had some chances that had they been converted, we may have snuck it today.
You've also done a lot of recruiting in the close season to get the players you want, because yeah. Your vision for the future is to get back in Super League this year.
Well, if we can, it'd be great. You know what I mean? I mean, we've made no beef about it. We're going a little bit harder for it this year, that's for sure. But again, we're still working within a budget that we've got, and we're still going to try and get the best out of what we can out of the players that we have. And I'm confident with the guys that we've recruited. I think we're a lot stronger than we were last season in terms of our strength and depth. You know, we've got a few more bodies than we had last year, and we've got a few more guys now that have played that top flight and whatnot. So I think, you know, if we were to make the jump up to Super League, I think as a team, and also as a club with our infrastructure, which has grown in the last 12 months, I think we'll be more equipped and prepared for that next level, as opposed to probably being, you know, where we were at the end of last season. We probably might have been a year too soon last year, to be honest. But I think we're a lot better prepared for it this year round if we're fortunate enough to make the jump at the end of the season. But the reality is, Bob, we've got to get in the top four of the Championship first, and there's plenty of challenges and obstacles ahead. And there's some quality teams and quality players and quality coaches in this division. So, you know, we've got to earn that right first. And once we do, then we can address that next stage as we get to it.
But today was a pretty good measure of where you are and where you're going to go for. So what did you say to the players afterwards?
Well, pretty much what I've said to you. You know, today's not going to define our season. And I think, you know, from what I could see, I thought we played some really good rugby league football today. I thought we asked a lot of questions of their defence, and I thought we scored some great tries, and we broke them down on numerous occasions, but we just weren't clinical enough in good ball. We didn't take those opportunities or chances when we had them. And I do feel some of our work on try line has to be better. Like I said, there was a couple of soft tries, especially in the first half, that we conceded. So I think we know that there was areas of our game that weren't good enough or to the standard that was needed to beat Hull KR. That's fair enough. But I think we can be encouraged and take some positives from, you know, the intent that we showed today, the attitude that we showed, the way we competed hard, the way that we got ourselves back into the game when it looked like we were out of it, and we're almost in a position to win that game. Probably on two occasions we're in a position to win that game, and we failed to do it. So, but there's still plenty of encouraging and positive signs. And like I said, the season's not going to be defined by a round two loss, you know, to Hull Kingston Rovers. And the important thing now is how we respond. You know, this week we've got to bounce back, and we've got to go to Oldham now, who will be buoyed off the back of you know, they've pushed Featherstone today, I think, and they had a good result against Sheffield in round one. So, you know, we've got to make sure we're on our money for next week. We don't want to be coming unstuck there.
So it's a key word that we're looking at going forward as far as you're concerned, intensity now, just trying to getting that mindset of being a Super League player, but you're playing Championship, yeah?
That's the bottom line, mate. Yeah, we've got to go in with that mentality that we're preparing for Super League and that we're playing Super League and we're a Super League team with Super League players. And I know it's challenging at times, you know, it is challenging, but that's the mentality we've got to go in. You know, we can't take anything for granted either. You know, we're not... Last year, we probably went under the radar a little bit because of the poor season we had in 2015. I think a lot of teams probably just thought, oh yeah, London will get a result against them, but we surprised quite a few teams, and probably by the back end of last season we'll start to be taken seriously. This year, I've already said to the players now, we're a big scalp again, and as much as Hull KR will be a big scalp when they face some of these Championship clubs, and if your mentality's not right and your attitude's not right on the day, you can come a cropper, you know, and it's important that we can't afford to drop points against teams below us if we want to keep pushing forward and ultimately finishing in the top two to get that extra home game for the Super 8s, which could prove to be the difference of going up or not. So, there's still a lot of hard work to do, and there's going to be a lot of challenges and a lot of obstacles that we face. But we're a strong group and we're a good group, and I'm confident that we will get that mentality right more often than not, and hopefully achieve what we want to achieve.
Of course, you have that job of the poison chalice that so many people have tried over the years to get London, keep them stable, get them in Super League, keep them playing well. Yeah. That's a tough job.
Yeah, I think, a lot of people thought I was crazy when I took the job on, I'll be honest. You know what I mean? I think, what are you doing down there, Hendo? You know, wasting your time. And, you know, and the reality is, mate, I do believe in what we've got down here. You know, I think we've got some fantastic kids coming through our system. You know, I do think we've got the basis of developing a strong club moving forward. And that's been part of my vision. You know, I recognised very quickly in my first year that the club was very disconnected, very disjointed. And that was not just disconnected and disjointed from the fans, but also we had our academy based in the south of London, we were based in the north of London, mate. There was just no sense of direction or purpose for the club. And I sat down with the owner and the CEO and I said, look, where's the club at its most success? West London. We've got to get back to West London. We need to find a facility that's fit for purpose for being in the Championship. Why are we wasting all this money on a massive stadium? We hardly get anyone in. You're just wasting money. We can invest it in better resource and infrastructure within the club and trying to create that club vibe. And we found this facility, which has been excellent. It's fit for purpose for the Championship. You know, we can train here. All our stuff's on one site. You know what I mean? Our kids can train here. So we've got our scholarship and academy based here. They train here. They play here, and I think it's fantastic. And what it's now created is it's galvanised us as a club. And I think now that I think everybody knows I'm pretty keen on developing London kids. I've got 10 that have come through the London system already in my squad this year. So a third of the squad is London produced. Not necessarily all through my time here, but they've come through the system. You know what I mean? And we've got some other good kids cracking, coming through the ranks in the next couple of years as well. So, you know, I think now we have got a sense of purpose, a sense of direction as a club. We know that our aim is to get back to Super League. We're putting building blocks in place off the field in terms of our infrastructure, trying to grow that as the team grows. And this facility will grow with us as well as we grow. So hopefully, if in the near future we do get up, you know, we'll make some amendments to this stadium to get it fit for purpose for Super League, you know what I mean, as well. So it's exciting, you know, it's exciting, and it is a challenge. Logistically, you're faced with so many issues, and trying to recruit players can prove difficult at times, you know what I mean. But we're living in one of the best cities in the world, you know what I mean. And it is, we've got fantastic facilities, we've got a very supportive chairman and owner as well, and we're certainly, I believe, a club on the up with a sense of purpose and direction now.
I sense a lot of passion, I sense a lot of belief from you, but there's a lot of people in rugby league who don't ever think that rugby league can survive outside its heartland. It's been tried in Wales, obviously London have tried time and time again, and people say, yeah, but the rugby league heartland is Yorkshire, it's Lancashire, and it's very hard to get a foothold, especially in a sports city like this that's got so much going on.
Yeah, there's an argument for that. The reason why a lot of those clubs fail outside of the heartlands is because they go there, they dump a team, and we saw it probably in the early years of Super League. They go and dump a team over in Paris. They go and dump a team up in Gateshead. They dump a team in London as well. You know, the reality is there's no amateur game. There's no rugby league played there. So you've got there's no core of rugby league to support that big infrastructure, if that makes sense. So reality is you throw a lot of money in there, you put a team there. Once the money runs out, bang, what have you got left? You know what I mean? Why does Catalans work? Catalans has worked because there's a junior game there. There's kids playing the game there. There's a semi-professional game over there. You put the pro team in there, it all feeds into that Catalan. So that's why that's got strong. You know what I mean? The reality is now, if you look at it probably previously, you know, now would have been the right time to put London in, because you've got the amateur game strong now. There's 28 amateur clubs down here, community clubs playing the game. You've got plenty of kids playing the game now. You know, if you had your semi-pro club in place, like your London Scholars in place, kids are starting to come through that, you know, that type of thing. Now you put your pro club in now, because now you've got that to feed into the professional clubs. So probably in the way London's gone, it's probably gone a wrong way around about it. And that's why probably a lot of people are annoyed with London, because they think, well, what is London bringing to the game? What are they doing? But the reality is a lot of good work's gone in the last 10 or 15 years, but it should have been invested in that amateur infrastructure, the grassroots, the semi-pro level, got that strong, then put your pro, a little bit like the Catalan model, then you put your pro club in, and then it can feed in, because then you've got business people already interested in the sport, so you've got commercial interest, you've got the kids, you've got the people playing it, the volunteers, and you've got rugby league people then. Whereas, you know, when you go to a new city where there's no rugby league, you've got no rugby league people to support anyway. Who's going to do your, who's going to be your football manager on the day? Who's going to do all those administrative roles when you haven't got rugby league people at the ground level? So, I think that's probably the reason why there's a bit of a thing about London. But the reality is now is we do have those things in place. And if you look through all the competitions, we've got players in the NRL, Super League, the Championship and League One now that have all been produced by the London system at some point or another now. So we are producing players for the game in the wider spectrum of things. We've got now a successful team here at the Broncos now moving forward. And we've got a competitive team in League One at London Scholars who made the top eight last year as well. So, yeah, and I think we see the West Warriors amateur club getting through to the third round of the Challenge Cup. So a lot of positives with London Rugby League now moving forward.
And what about the fan base? Because you've got to build that up as well.
Yeah, of course. But that's... it's not going to be built up, and I've said this already to the CEO and the owner. We've had 22 home grounds in 37 years. I mean, how are you going to build a fan base? It's like now being here now, starting to, you know, we've been in our 12 months, and we're now starting to do some really good community work, starting to get some interest, starting to build it. Then, like the end of this season, going over and moving over to the other side of London again. How are you going to... you're just starting, and that's been the problem with London. They've been too nomadic. They've just kept moving around. So whenever you start to do some good work in an area, people start to show an interest, they just move. And then they've got to start again and start again and start again. I mean, 22 home grounds in 37 years. I mean, that's a lot, isn't it? You know what I mean? On any stretch. You know, a lot of these clubs, like you look at Hull Kingston Rovers and you look at Bradfords and teams like that, they've been in central in that area for since they've existed. You know what I mean? So it's the heartblood of their towns, the community and all that. Well, and that's why we've come to Wheeling, because we actually feel there is an opportunity here. West London's where the club's had its most success in past history. You know what I mean? That's why we've come back to West London. But the good thing about Ealing is we could be the premier sports team in this borough. Mm. You know what I mean? Because there is no Premier League football team. There's a rugby union team, obviously, that we share here that's in the same division at Championship level too. So there's a real opportunity for us here to grab the borough of Ealing and make it our own. And if we do get the people in the community buying into it from our point of view, that'll be enough to support this rugby league club, because you don't need a huge population of London to support it. We just need a little small fraction of that pie to come in and support rugby league, and hopefully off the back of that it will create better commercial interest within the greater game as a whole, not just London, but in the greater game as a whole, because I think that's needed at the top flight as well, you know. So I do think we need a healthy, strong London, certainly in the upper echelons in the future, that's for sure.
And finally, what about you? Are you here for the long term?
That's what I plan to be until the owner, the chairman's had enough of me. And again, if I'm not stupid, I'm an honest person, and if I ever felt that my work was done here, I just felt I wasn't getting the response that I needed or whatever, then if it was my time to go, it'd be my time to go. And again, if the club aren't happy with what the direction I'm trying to take the club in, then that's up to them. So, but my plan is to be here long term, and continue to develop and build it and make it work. I mean, I think it's a great challenge to have. Like I said at the start of this interview, a lot of people said, Hendo, what are you doing going down to London? But I love a challenge, and I love pressure, and I love to thrive in that, and I love to prove people wrong. You know, we want to make this work, you know, and be proud to have London in the rugby league community.
I think a lot of people are wishing you a lot of luck.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate that, mate.